Venerable Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax with Picasso, the title track from his 1948 album. He named this piece after the great Spanish painter, of course, and by extension, he dedicated it to all who endure to master their craft or calling. And of course, we know that in a way, not in a way, this is also a statement of Hawkins himself, even though he didn't intend it to be a statement applying to himself as one who endured in order to master their craft and share it with the world. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and a very strange kind of day for me, because I had intended to talk about one thing, and literally within a few minutes, it kind of morphed into something else all on its own, but not really all on its own. It has to do with Sister Hillary. I blame Hillary Clinton for this. What happened was that I wanted to talk about, to continue our discussion really at the top, discussion from yesterday about these police killings of unarmed black men in several different parts of the country and how they have been handled legally. And it goes into the role of the prosecutorial system, the criminal justice system, and more specifically, the role of the Justice Department in the conduct of these cases, these particular cases that we raised yesterday. And yesterday, we saw, we're seeing news today, I should say, about a development yesterday having to do with Hillary Clinton. There's no surprise that Hillary Clinton is basically organizing her comeback of sorts, whatever it would be, we don't know. But we have enough clues that she intends to make a comeback. She intends to make a very serious comeback. She did that already, indicating that she does not intend to run away and hide forever. And she intends to level both barrels at Donald Trump. You know, I understand. I'm sure if I were in her shoes, I would resent losing an election, as she has contended, to Donald Trump. Anybody would be pretty steamed at that. But I see the two of them in pretty much the same way. Two people who, to my view, aren't qualified unqualified for this office. And since Hillary Clinton has been at it much longer than Donald Trump, at being a rather substandard candidate for any public office, it kind of blew my mind that she's being very brazen about it. And with the cooperation of the media being remade, being reborn into acceptability. So that people are encouraged now to see her as the victim of political conspiracies and not at the center of political conspiracies. And all the old tricks in the book are going to come at us to look upon Hillary Clinton anew as pure as the driven snow. Here's a person who has been denied. She is not above, going for broke on the whole idea that the evil men are doing me in because I'm a powerful woman. Help me, help me, help me. I was denied. They did really bad things to me. And I'm just trying to do the best that I can, and they are doing the best that they can to destroy me. I'm a total innocent here. That's her storyline. And it seems to be working. Yesterday, Christiane Amanpour, you know her from CNN, a reporter with some kind of a decent reputation for the practice of her craft, was the moderator for a session that Clinton had with Women for Women, International, a group that had been doing a lot of work promoting the rights of women, etc. It was embarrassing. It was deplorable. And it was clear that an arrangement had been made that the role of Christiane Amanpour would be to ask some easy questions that would get Hillary Clinton going on her various premises to restore her, quote, good name, as if she has one. It was despicable. It was very embarrassing. Not one question related to anything in Hillary Clinton's past that one would expect. Her Benghazi, for example. How do you feel as a woman who is also practically a war criminal? How do you feel? How do you account for the fact that you have so blithely indulged in the practice of, quote, regime change, unquote? Disgusting. This is coming. Well, of course, I imagine both of them were paid to appear, Christiane Amanpour as the moderator and Hillary Clinton as the guest. And if not, they operated as if they were paid, as if they were there to fulfill a predetermined mission. Sister helping sister. By the way, I looked at the audience. It was an almost all white audience. And I had said to you before, I made up my mind a long time ago, I won't pay attention to these kinds of things when the audiences are all white. Not in this day and age. You can't begin to talk to me about how progressive you are when I look around And I see an audience that would fit very neatly in the 1940s and 50s. You're talking to yourselves. There was no reflection that women for women had succeeded in all the years of its existence to broaden its view. How do you explain in this day and age not only that the room is practically all white, but you've said nothing about it? And you're there to advance the cause of women. You're charlatans. But anyway, I digress. So these soft questions were asked, and one would think that the purpose of this seminar, this interview, carefully choreographed to furnish the fodder for the new Clinton campaign to redeem herself, to present herself as a fine example of a woman, especially a woman in power or a woman who wishes to be in a powerful position, and to give her the opportunity to facilitate her discussion of why Donald Trump needs to go, how Donald Trump and a system, a male-dominated system, of course, sought to derail and did succeed in derailing her candidacy. Because you see, the prevailing view is the presidency was actually Hillary Clinton's from the beginning. She can do whatever she wants to do, and it is to be understood that she had dibs on being president. Nothing was supposed to go wrong. Nothing was supposed to upset that apple cart. It was a shoe-in. And here comes this crude orange-skinned guy with straw-colored hair and upset everything. Of course, she did concede, but in a very small way. Well, you know, yes, I do accept some responsibility, but look at all the bad things that they did to me. And they're the reason I lost. Look, first of all, I am sick and disgusted and tired of this argument that the presidency belonged to Hillary Clinton. Nothing was supposed to go wrong. Although we know that Barack Obama himself had told her she was messing up. She was messing up. But of course she knows everything. Even her own husband had told her, hey, you're messing up. And besides which, I don't want to hear all the gory details of why Hillary Clinton lost the election. I don't care about it. But it is instructive only to demonstrate the mindset that still prevails in white America and white women about this idea of power. And you would find that this is a kind of balkanization where Amanpour puts her credibility on the line in service of this proposition. She wasn't a journalist. None of the questions she asked were tough journalistic questions. The idea was certainly not to confront Hillary, but to assist her in presenting her narrative unchallenged. And that the next day becomes the news. So now, like lemmings, the rest of the media begin telling Hillary's story from Hillary's point of view, which is bogus, plain and simple. Hillary Clinton has no credibility in my eyes, none. She still hasn't answered questions about, hey, what was your role in so many parts of the world when you were Secretary of State, interfering with their democratic process? You personally installed the president of Haiti, the one you wanted. Your husband, along with military forces, extracted the leader they didn't like. You raped the country. You are a war criminal. You ought to be tried in an international court. You still haven't answered questions about Benghazi. You still haven't answered questions about the missing emails. You still haven't answered questions about why you think you are such an exception to everything. You literally abused Barack Obama, but then he deserved that because he did not stand up to you and put you in your place. He was president, you were not. You actually went on a farewell tour, like you're some kind of rock star, when you decided to quit the State Department and get yourself ready for a presidential run. You're repugnant. As a woman, you are a repugnant example of how women of substance deal with power. In fact, I would go so far as to say, between you and Donald Trump, people were in a very bad bind. You didn't represent so clear an alternative that was desirable to the people, but you're operating as if, yes, I am. And you will believe about me what I tell you, what history tells us, what the evidence tells us about you. So offensive. And now, well, didn't we predict? Didn't we see? Didn't we analyze here on this program just recently that Hillary Clinton is ready for another try at power? And at this point, she sees a really good entree in raising women's issues. But it's time for people to say, we're tired of all of that. We're tired of the con. We're tired of your repulsive record, which you keep refashioning to make yourself look palatable. You're not. You belong before several different panels, prosecutorial panels. That's where you belong. You have no reason to presume that we forget who you are. You shouldn't take for granted that we have forgotten who you are. From your earliest days in Arkansas to now, you have proven consistently, you've proven yourself to be a liar. You've proven yourself to be completely unprincipled. You've proven yourself even to be racist. Who should have use for you? And what exactly can you do to advance the cause of bringing people together on on issues and ideas that are important to them, not to you. I'm fed up with Hillary Clinton. And I'm fed up with this notion that a person who duplicates exactly the same repugnant and repulsive ideas and actions of this white male-dominated sexist system, I'm supposed to go along in solidarity, in the spirit of sisterhood, with somebody who belongs under a jail. Have we not been talking here about the role of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, especially all around the world in developing countries, with their bogus drugs, saying that they're helping to cure AIDS and alleviate the suffering of AIDS patients? Have we not been talking about that? The Clinton Foundation being what Charles Ortel calls the largest unprosecuted fraud, charity fraud, the largest unprosecuted charity fraud in the history of the world. You come, you know, like some, that people are stupid. And you have a Christian Amanpour who should stand up or should refuse to be part of this charade, presenting Hillary Clinton as pure as the driven snow. Well, she's as pure as driven New York snow, and you know what that looks like. Raising her up, lifting her up, polishing her up, a nice spit polish. And you set aside a wretched record associated with this woman. And she is not done yet. I got a notice yesterday that Hillary Clinton has been selected by the president of Medgar Evers College. Listen to what I'm saying. Medgar Evers College, a college that was established through incredible struggle. It's right there, smack in the heart of Crown Heights in Brooklyn. And there was absolute and continual resistance to the community's desire to have a college built in Brooklyn, in central Brooklyn, in the heart of central black Brooklyn. And named after the venerable man who was assassinated, Medgar Evers. That was one heck of a struggle. Medgar Evers College, the new president of Medgar Evers College, who used to be in charge of education in the city of New York, Rudy Crewe, has selected Hillary Clinton as the recipient of an honorary doctorate. To receive an honorary doctorate in June. And again, here we go. Black people are used like mats, like shoe mats. Wipe your dirty shoes on to clean yourself up. And this is what happens. Medgar Evers the assassinated Medgar Evers, assassinated for working toward equality and freedom in the South, assassinated. But in his name, this black president of a college named after Medgar Evers is going to confer an honorary doctorate on Hillary Clinton. You see how self-loathing that is? And why you should have no respect, not only for her, but anybody who promotes Hillary Clinton as some kind of a figment, some kind of an example that we should follow. Putrid. So I'm going to be involved. I am going hard on this one. You're not going to come into the black community, and you're not going to be allowed to besmirch the honor and the history of the name of Medgar Evers. You're not going to be allowed to do that. This is a war. We should fight this one. Disgraceful. The only reason that Hillary Clinton has had over her professional life any possibility of a political life is because black folks have been used time and again to wipe her clean, to make her acceptable. That's the tactic. You look at the history of this woman in all these black countries, in all these developing countries, you look at her history and you see the consistent pattern. Who wants to honor that? Who wants to support that? Who would choose to believe anything that this woman says and does in the name of freedom and justice for anybody? But you have the lofty journalist lifting her up, and all these white women and disoriented black women and Latinas running around trying to get close enough to Hillary to hug her and transfer their love and make her into something that she is not in any way qualified to be. She, in fact, should be an example as the kind of women we don't need in any facet of leadership anywhere on the planet. We don't need that kind of woman. That is not a good example. You want to be a leader? Sure. Why not come before the Senate Judiciary Committee and testify? You're using the planes, you're using the government taxpayer planes like it's your own personal property. You're conducting your own business on government time, and you get people like Obama and other people to vouch for you because you're so great, you're so good at what you do. You're a disgrace. Hillary Clinton is a thorough disgrace. And conscientious women who like to talk about power, they ought to be very clear about this. The progressive movement ought to be very clear about this. You repudiate this kind of modern political woman. But no, it's not happening. There aren't enough women principled enough to link Hillary Clinton with massive slaughter all over the world. The deprivation of rights and justice all over the world. There's nobody publicly putting it on the record that this woman is a danger to other women and their children all over the world. Instead, they applaud politely and they laugh at her vapid jokes. When we should be clear that Hillary Clinton, as a woman, represents just about everything you want to reject. You want to reject in womanhood. Talking about black young men, essentially, are animals who need to be brought to heel. And of course, she's the one, the implication is, she's the one to do it. Your husband established the largest prison system in the world, packed with young black and Latino men. The whole idea of sentencing, we're going to reform. Of course they reformed it. A history of lies, deceit, a history of racist targeting. And I'm supposed to admire that? I'm supposed to believe that? You were harmed. You were harmed because your own presidential campaign, the people have been writing books and talking out loud about what a crazy person you are. And you wanted other people to go crazy too. You all know what you're doing, but you know what you're doing. So there is no definitive difference, except that Donald Trump at least will show his hand from time to time. Crazy, bonkers, but he's not nearly as venal as you. So I watched this speech, this interview, in which the great journalist, Ms. Amanpour, could not remember anything close to an appropriate question. She went soft. You know, a sister thing. Not one question raised that suggested she still remembers what journalism is. And now today, they have remade the moment, and the narrative isn't that Hillary Clinton still ain't answering questions about the really important things we need to know, but instead is attacking Trump and assailing Trump and part of the Obama administration of derailing her sure success at the presidency. The you have to appreciate the magnitude of this woman's damaged ego. I was winning. I was on my way to winning. How dare you, how dare you cause me to lose an election? And it's so clear. Everybody's telling you the same thing. The greatest factor in the loss of the election happens to be you. People don't like you. How about that, Hillary Clinton? They don't like you. They know you to be dishonest. They made a choice. Well, we know this one over here, and we know we can't deal with that. Let's give the orange-skinned guy a chance. Let's see what he has. We'll take our chances with Donald Trump rather than go with you. How about that? You are not beloved. So we'll be discussing very soon a project at which we absolutely must succeed. And that is to refuse to have the name and memory and character of Medgar Evers and the college named after him to be used, to be sullied in order to provide Hillary Clinton some kind of credibility. And the only way she can get it is to abuse, further abuse black folks. Ain't gonna happen. And if that black president of Medgar Evers College seems to have lost his brain or was bought off in one way or the other, we're going after him too. We are not going to allow this to happen. You will not get an honorary degree from Medgar Evers College. For what? You are nowhere in his class. You are nowhere in his class. And we will see to it. We will see to it. And here's what's particularly disgusting. Medgar Evers College, as I said, it was one heck of a fight within the City University system to establish a college. It used to be a community college. That was the first victory. It was established to serve the unique needs of an African diaspora in that community, which includes a significant population of Haitians. But what was significant was that it brought all these people of African descent. It was not a black college, blacks only college, not at all. In fact, I know that the Hasidic community in Crown Heights has its eyes on taking that college away. I understand that. I've covered Crown Heights for a long, long time. But the college has persevered. And in honor of Medgar Evers and his struggles in behalf of Black America to provide a specific space where people who have had no history, they did not have a history of being included in educational, higher educational opportunities. That was the dream. and a whole bunch of people were involved in creating the existence of that college. And it is no accident that they chose to name it after Medgar Evers because of what he stood for. A man of impeccable character and absolutely unquestionable dedication to his people. You're going to have this lost soul, Rudy Crewe, saying, oh, this is a great time to, we're going to give an honorary doctorate to somebody so vile, so antithetical, and specifically in solidarity with Haitians, whose country Bill and Hillary Clinton ravaged and raped and plundered. Many Haitians are still asking, hey, where is the $10 billion for reconstruction after the earthquake? Where did it go? How is it that Hillary's brother has practically a monopoly on the exportation, or from the Haitian point of view, the importation of rice into their country? How is it that he ended up with one of the only recently developed certificates, if you will, or permissions to drill, to mine gold? You know, these are not people. The Clintons are not people. And they certainly are not people we should support. And to think that in light of Hillary Clinton's, specifically Hillary Clinton's role in the black world, which is utterly destructive, you're going to reward her with an honorary doctorate at commencement at a college named after Medgar Evers, then you're begging for a bruising, and we'll give it to you. So I will be discussing what the Haitian grassroots leadership has been asking people to do and wants people to do to correct this huge blunder. We have to join in that fight. We have to make this a moment they remember. Nobody is going to tolerate your disrespect anymore. You are a known entity, and we don't want you. How's that? I'm in. We will mobilize in support of the Haitian community and in support of ourselves, all of us. Doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. Because this is a grievous offense. And all freedom and justice-loving people should be offended by it. And we should do something about it. This is what we can do. Black people are to be respected. And black people ought to remind people that they are not going to get away with being disrespected. So I am saying, I just learned about this yesterday, I'm saying we are going to do our part here at Lead Stories to join in an effort of great dignity and corrective action. We will not stand idly by and allow the memory and the work and the good name of Medgar Evers to be used as some kind of a trading point between people who have lost their principles. That's their problem. They're no longer principled people, but that's their problem. We have to send signals. And I'm telling you, it's not a big deal to even get involved. But we will take instructions from the people who have begun to organize against it. And we will validate the relevance and the name and the work and the life that Medgar Evers has dedicated to the advancement of African people everywhere. He deserves that. And that is our duty. Okay. I made my point. I just get so angry when something is so patently wrong. And yet it proceeds because there's money available to make these kinds of things happen. It's not my fault that Hillary Clinton has damaged goods. Let her go someplace else and rehabilitate herself. Let the sisters come to her aid and wash her clean if they choose. That's their issue. But you're not going to come into the black community, assisted or unassisted, you're not going to come into our community and defecate on our institutions and our venerable leaders and ancestors. You're not going to do that. We have an obligation to set you straight. And we will. And any collaborators, out there who for a pittance of money or even for just public acclamation in their heads, that's what they're thinking, would do this kind of work or continue to do this kind of work, we're going to send a signal to you. You do not deserve to be the president of a college that makes such an atrocious decision. And we should now investigate how this happened. How could this have happened? That you decide whether on your own or in accordance with a group, whether you are a hired hand, whatever it is that resulted in you making the decision that it is appropriate for a black college formed in honor, and there was a struggle to do that. There was a struggle to establish this college. And when it was established, they chose as their inspiration and guide this extraordinary man, Medgar Evers, to keep them centered, to keep them on track about what they are supposed to do with this college, which still struggles. You're going to come now and tell us Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is going to bestow an honorary doctorate. You morons. So, I am saying, let's get serious. We'll be discussing the details as I get them. And we are going to correct this outrage. We're going to do something about it. And we are going to do this in solidarity, specifically with the Haitian community that is up in arms about this. But for the African American community as a whole, this is an assault on someone whose memory and whose work we cherish, we respect. And we're not going to allow you to come in and defecate. Not here, not now. Take your sorry butt into the circles that you desire recognition from. Let them save you. We know you. You don't qualify. You're not welcome. You have a lot to answer for in terms of the damage you have caused. You and your husband and your daughter now have caused in the black community. You have a price to pay. You have explanations due for your conduct and for your actions. We are not going to forget. We're not going to forget. So you will hear as this develops and as the organization against this action develops, we're going to talk about what we are being asked to do. It's not going to take a lot, but we must do it. Hillary Clinton's and the Clinton illusion has got to come to an end. We've carried you long enough. We put up with your racism long enough. Your phony baloney progressive racism. We've done that enough. But we'd be damned if we facilitate you coming, literally coming into our communities under the aegis of a non-thinking college president. This shows you education doesn't necessarily mean you know anything. And we need to address the situation, and we need to make sure that the last thing that happens next month is that Hillary Clinton is embraced by a college named after Medgar Evers, and she gets an honorary doctorate degree from this institution, when we know what her history has been in the black world. Well, that brings us to the end of this program. As I said, I had an entirely different program scheduled, but this is what happens to my brain from time to time. The wrongness of things gets to you, and you just simply have to deal with it. This is so wrong. So I thank you for indulging me with your time and your ears. But this is a matter that we must move on and rectify. And in rectifying it, we must send a message. The days of the Clintons walking into the black community and being surrounded and being comforted and being lifted, they would have no political life, none, neither Bill nor Hillary without black support. It's the black community they come to be redeemed. And like lemmings, we have people willing to redeem them. No, that day is over. As Eric Williams, the great Caribbean historian, who also happened to be the prime minister, the first prime minister of my lovely little country, Trinidad, would say, Masa de done. We're done with that crap. Masa de done. Okay. Stay tuned. Keep it right here on PRN, because this is a station that tells you the truth. This is a station that encourages you to take charge of your political life and decisions. I am delighted to talk with you and to engage with you at leadstories@gmail.com. It's a little slow because right now my dominant hand and arm are not really functioning that well. Hopefully that would be solved soon. But I'll be slow, but I'll try my very best to get back to you. A pleasure always and a great privilege to be in your company. And we'll see each other tomorrow. Bye-bye. ¶¶